We'll just sing it.
The
man.
Fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of martial of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Tuesday afternoon, right around 4:30, and yeah, there we go. Welcome. I'm here with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everyone. How's everybody? Who's there?
And Elgin David.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, everybody.
Your last single Tuesday.
My last single Tuesday.
Tomorrow's your last single Wednesday.
Yeah.
Peter, Elgin is going under the knife on, he's getting married Sunday.
Yes.
So,
last week. It's the last week. It's the week of.
Yeah.
By the way, did anybody see that movie, The Week Of?
No.
On Netflix with Adam. It was terrible.
Funny? Oh, really?
No.
Who was it in?
It's Adam Sandler, Chris Rock.
Oh, where his their kids get married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Awful.
Rough.
Adam's, you know, I don't know what you guys all like about Adam Sandler.
I didn't laugh the whole time.
Do you like him at all?
I liked his earlier stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've never been a huge. When he's speaking in a normal voice, yeah. When he talks like this and does this shit, I can't get into it.
You mean when he speaks?
It's like a Jerry Lewis thing to me, man. He's a fucking.
The one movie I thought was pretty good was with him and Seth Rogen when they did where he's comedian at. You know, he thinks he's dying.
Funny people.
Yeah, and then you know he ends up being saved. Yeah, it was decent, but that movie was stupid with the fighting at the end.
It was a long movie.
It was a dumb movie. Like it got stupid. Like okay, you know. But any rate, so not a big Adam Sandler.
I never really.
He's just back. He just started touring again, really, with Dave Spade and those guys. Are all like trying to do these, you know?
Yeah, because lately his movies have been.
Well, he has a bunch of them on Netflix right now. Four of them, I think, and they're all. Bad.
Horrible, Steven Marino says Adam Sandler Spanglish. I guess he speaks Spanglish. Oh, that
movie Spanglish.
With Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's like, I want her to be my leading lady. Of course you do.
Right.
You know.
Well,
who else are you gonna get?
Kathy Griffin. I hear he's a really nice guy, and he you know he lives. He's got a place in Boca.
Really?
Does he?
And he shoots baskets at a park. And I swear to God,
shoots baskets.
The guy goes to the park and shoots baskets in East Boca.
Shooting some hoops.
People, and he's approachable, and he's cool and shit.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, he seems like a regular guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably awesome.
Got about fucking $300 million.
That movie was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, it's the week of everybody.
He's getting married, and. it's Sunday.
It's gonna be a fun wedding, man.
We're going
Sunday, Funday,
right?
Yeah,
we're gonna be there. It's formal. We got to dress up for this thing.
You better. I want everybody to dress to the fucking.
I'll wear a tuxedo
to the gills.
No, seriously, I own a tux. You want a tux?
No, we're look nice.
I'm gonna wear a jacket and some dress pants.
Yeah,
or maybe a suit with no tie. I'm not gonna wear a tie. Do I have to wear a tie?
It's up to you, man. Bow ties, maybe.
I'll tell you the greatest thing.
Yeah, do you prefer regular tie?
Yeah,
a bow tie?
Yeah, I'm a regular tie guy. I got like 1,000 of them. I never wear anymore since I don't work at the banks and investments.
Wide tie or skinny tie?
No, I like a little wider, not skinny.
See, I like mine thinner.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look at me with a wide tie. It's in a fucking...
Well, look at me with a skinny tie.
It just looks like a shoelace hanging from your neck.
Exactly.
Right. But you have a thread from your... Come here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's
you got some cheese hanging from the pizza I ate earlier. Oh, it's my tie, dumbass.
But yeah, you can wear, dress up, look good. I can wear a top hat if you want to. But
my buddy got married. This is the worst.
Just get ready to
ever.
Dance.
My friend Kevin McDay got married about 10 years ago on the beach in the summer, August.
Yeah.
August in Hollywood Beach.
I'm wearing shorts and a fucking
I'm like,
button down shirt.
You have got to be kidding me.
To choose to do that, you're saying?
Yeah.
Outside in the beach?
Out of your mind.
Getting married. If you're going to do it, you do it at like sunset.
Right. But this
right
is
at
like
the end in Bermuda somewhere where it's like 72 degrees.
I wore white linen pants, sandals, a bow tie.
And a G-string.
And that's it.
A bow tie and a jacket. That was it. No shirt.
Yeah.
And I was very comfortable.
People really?
Were like, people were like, you're the smartest guy. I said, I always wear a tie and a jacket to a wedding.
Right.
I just forgot this shit. You know, yeah. John Lennon, great story, man, out in L.A. at the Troubadour.
Right.
There was some night where you have to wear a necktie going in there. And he was ripped. He's going with the Harry Nilsson, which is one of your favorite artists. I know that. And they were all both loaded. So Lennon takes his fucking socks off. And he ties them together. He makes a tie out of his socks.
It's my tie, man. Boogly, boogly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Great story.
Wow. So, yeah, man. Like I said, it's coming up. And like I said, I didn't feel it till the next morning when I had the ring on.
Right.
You know, I was like, you know, again, I felt like this bubble went around me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I felt like you said, like I walked, I heard that.
It's like wearing corduroys. Listen, you have a... You are going to wear a ring, correct?
Yeah.
You're going to wear a wedding band. Okay, yeah. So do you have matching bands? Do you
he's going to wear a marriage hat.
No, some men
going to wear a marriage hat.
No, some guys don't.
He's going to have a
bands.
Hat that says, I'm taken.
Part of the appeal. Listen.
You remember those, by the way, those fucking chains? I don't remember. Back in the day, I remember in high school when you had a girlfriend, she'd make you wear those chains with a charm that said taken or, you know, like half a thing cracked in half. Like
really?
I'm with her. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, I would always lose them.
We wore a used condom. We wore a used condom on a chain.
You know, hey, where's your necklace? Oh, shit, I don't know.
Yeah,
somebody stole it.
A used condom with the name Sally written on the side.
But it said Doug on the other side. Yeah, some guy Doug stole it. That wants to be in a fucking relationship and everybody know about it.
You nervous, brother?
Nervous, yeah. Nervous, excited.
Now you're going to do vows? You're going to be like, have you got vows written and stuff? I imagine you would, a guy like you, right?
He's got eight minutes. He's got eight minutes.
Yeah, he's going to do a guest set.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are there.
You're going to come out. Yeah,
Peter's hosting for you. Yeah, Peter's hosting.
Fantastic.
And headlining.
And now it is marital vows. Elgin David from MTV's Wildin' Out.
Right.
First, Peter Leonard.
It should be good. Yeah. No,
can tell my marriage jokes.
We're just going to get it over with quickly so we can celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not going to do nothing too crazy.
Now, what do you got? Do you have a justice of the peace or a priest? Or how do you guys, what are you? You're both Catholic? You're not really religious, you told me once.
I just don't like to talk about it, really.
Okay.
All right, if you can ask a question, Peter, can you stick to one fucking question?
No, but it's not, I don't know, it's just not a... I feel I don't need to talk about it. Doesn't make
what's religion have to do in a sense?
No, who's going to marry you makes it. I mean, if you're Jewish,
you're getting married by
a
priest. You're getting married by a notary. You know, I've married people as a notary.
Notary. Okay, that's why I asked you. Yeah, that's it.
I've married a couple people.
Am I uninvited now because I asked you? What you know?
Totally. No, actually.
Now I'm going to bring a date.
Bring it. I put you at a good table, so you'll be fine.
No, I wasn't invited to a date.
What's up, Dean Gassard, by the way? Welcome.
You can't bring a date.
Peter,
right. There's no plus ones. Who's saying what's up?
Buck McWilliams says Peter Leonard's legs need to see the sun once in a while.
Really? Do I look pale?
You don't want to see my legs then, dude. That's the case.
I just didn't cream them, Buck. I'm sorry.
And Stephen Marino says, have the Peter read the prenup. Yeah. You know?
Steve would know. He's been married 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
hope his wife didn't hear that because she hates when I call her number 3.
Yeah. Well, and now we know why people don't invite you to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, dude, I mean, I did it. I've done it. I've had fun. You know, I was going to open a company called Whimsical Weddings.
Really?
Where I would do the wedding and get profile the people that are coming. And
what do you mean profile? Let me show
you. What do you roast them?
Yeah, like basically you have the bridal party. You roast the bridal party. You can set up that. There was one guy that was going to do it. He was a golfer. We were going to set up a green.
Wow.
So in the middle of the service, we're going to have a guy, a professional golfer, hit
a hole in one.
Hit from the outside of the congregation in a sense onto a green, which is right near the where they're getting married
through the stained glass window of the church. That's great.
No, it's outside, dipshit.
Oh,
so. He just keeps trying to destroy the flow. So I so the guy, the professional golfer, would land it, and then he'd walk through the church, or, you know, the people sitting there, and yeah. and he'd go oh, and he's walking, he'd trip. We'd have somebody like actually get up and trip and fall down. Oh, my arm, it's broke, like the Rodney Dangerfield. My arm, it's broke. Yeah, Caddyshack, and then he would, you know. And then who could do it?
So the whole act is to like punk.
The bride then goes, okay, I could do it. And he gets his putter and
he
goes and sinks the putt. That was the idea.
So what if he misses the fucking putt?
Then it's a bad sign. Then it's definitely a bad sign. All right. So how many people are coming?
A lot of people will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice size wedding.
Mm.
Jesus, you're so vague, man.
Because when you get there and just enjoy the moment.
There's people that aren't invited. You know, you got to remember, we're going.
Oh,
but
those
people,
guys out
there's some people that aren't invited.
Facebook land.
And, you know, he doesn't want to say there's like, you want to say there's like 15 people because then that's exclusive, right?
Oh,
but you can't say there's like 180 people.
So Lenny Travis won't be there.
Yeah. Dude, that's terrible. Well, that's all right.
London Lee, you didn't invite him?
And what time is this? I know we have the invitation and everything. What time is it happening, more or less? Day, morning, afternoon?
It's happening.
3:00. Tres leches.
Where are we going? We're going to have a reception after? Nice big reception?
He's nervous.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Can I get my Xanax out of the car for you?
No, it's going to be great. You guys know where it is. And
we can't get... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Right. I'm not going to tell anybody. That's what I'm saying. It, you know.
I'm not either.
Listen, I don't mind driving to Orlando, but you keep this up, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, not everybody's going to drive to Legoland for this wedding.
And you know what the parting gift is? Everybody gets a tattoo. He's going to have some fucking tattoo artist.
Everybody gets
Elgin fucking the 30.
It's at Dave and Buster's.
Right. Everybody gets a tattoo of their wedding photo.
Right.
Him and his wife. I want to put your tattoo on your back, Doug. Really? I didn't want to commit. I'm bad enough. I'm wearing a tie. All right. Well, that's good, dude. Welcome to the club. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of fun, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell
I'd
you
love
something.
To be married. I really would.
Let me tell you something. It's
I'm serious.
It's a great thing because, like, when I was in Fort Wayne,
right?
And I said this on the show yesterday. John McClellan, who's a comic I was hanging out with and staying with, he goes, "Why does everybody here got fat asses?" You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm away. When I'm away, it's like I don't worry about stuff. I'm not thinking about. I'm thinking about me, my career. I'm focused. You know what I mean? I'm not thinking about my dick. I got a woman at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got that shit covered. You know, I don't need loving and anything. I got that covered. I need fame. You know, I want fun, joy in my life. You understand?
And you're out. You're killing it, man.
Yeah.
You just came
back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look, you got
the
trophy.
Look at the third place
right
trophy
here.
From the World Series of Comedy this weekend at Fort Wayne. I know it's a hockey player. The third place trophy was the hockey player. Second place trophy was a woman's softball trophy. And the first place trophy was a men's wrestling trophy. So thanks to Joe Lowry, everybody over there.
That's hilarious.
For that, yeah. And just found out I'm going to be at Anthony's in Cape Coral Thursday night. Frank Del Pizzo had a fallout. And hey, I'm the guy they call.
The fallout guy.
Although I was back there, I was there in March. So, you know. Hope they go, those jokes again? What do you expect me to write a whole other 45 minutes to an hour in 3 months? Anyway.
Wait a minute. So you back it up for a second. You had the company, right, the wedding thing. And you said you profiled the people. Did you do a set and, like, roast them? Or it was all about the golf guy coming in?
No, there was a couple like there who, you know, there was a thing, you know. You know, you did it with when your friend Johnny, your best man, you know, no one ever going to think you'd get married when you and Johnny actually had that incident in the hot tub together. I know nobody's supposed to know about it, but some people know about it.
Okay.
And then people are laughing. I'm like, look, now they're asking. I knew Johnny was gay. You know what I mean? But, you know, listen, he's getting married soon, too, we hope. You know, it was just one of these things. It was like $500 I got paid to do the wedding.
That's funny.
Yeah. It was like an hour, like 30-minute type thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. But that, you know, too much work trying to find everybody's getting married. When the cuss.
Not everyone wants to do that. It's very niche.
Yeah. You know, it's like second. It was like what they say when you get remarried. What's that, Peter? You remember that? Like you renew your vows, kind of thing.
Renewing your vows. Well,
oh.
Those people are crazy.
Yeah.
So you think that's the market for that? Is people who are renewing their vows?
Like there was a biker wedding. There was a guy with a biker wedding. You know that we never booked it, but he was wanted what he wanted to do.
That's a funny idea.
Yeah. Whimsical weddings. So, I know. Chris Preacher says, well, we do shows where only ugly chicks are no worries about cheating. Yeah, that's a thing. You
should call it Toasts and Roasts. Yeah. So like for any occasion like that requires a toast, we should have a roast.
There you go.
But wasn't there a restaurant, Roasters and Toasters? What was
Is
that?
There?
Yep.
What is that? Like probably chicken and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Some
kind of right. Roast. Well, that's a different idea.
Yeah.
But the name's similar.
Toast
are you right?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Thank okay. God, man.
what happened?
It's been very harrowing, man.
I don't know if you guys saw this video on Facebook, but University of Florida ends up apologizing for their forceful taking graduates off the commencement stage.
They should have just used a hook. That guy should have just had a big hook.
Yeah, like they should have had the guy from the Gong Show.
Yeah, Chuck Barris.
Remember the guy that was on the Gong Show? Wasn't there a guy that came out? Or I know the Apollo Theater, they had the Sandman.
Yeah.
Right? Did you see the video?
Did you see that shit?
No.
They had people graduating University of Florida, the graduation cert, so they're walking on the stage.
Right, getting their
Some
diploma.
Some people started doing like antics and things.
Dude, they're spitting.
And
they
were making it racist. Yeah. They said it was racist because when the black, they forcefully took the black kids off stage. I watched a long, unedited video of this, and it seemed, it seemed like there was more black. Is that, I don't know if that's just the way they ended up, maybe they're going through a certain part, you know, I don't know. There was white people, but what happened was,
the back of the
there's
line.
More and more people that were doing it. And as it went on, it was getting longer and longer. Like people were trying to upstage the other person.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
They're college kids.
At first it started off as just a, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
and then somebody started doing a dance, and then it's like the ceremony is going forever ever.
There's 800.
So there
kids.
Was a facilitator. There was a member of the college that was grabbing people, bear hugging them and taking them off the fucking stage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that.
It looked like Whitney Houston accepting a Grammy that bad when they were.
I don't know. Lost
Maybe they have to drag her off.
Where's my.
No, they.
So
those
graduations, but everything. But here's the thing: everything's turning racist. It's like there was whites and blacks taken off the stage, and you know what? It's I don't know. It's just getting crazy. Everybody's like,
I haven't seen the video, so I can't comment.
Yeah,
but
I
understand from the point of I haven't seen who it was or not. That's annoying. If you're at the ceremony waiting, or it also takes away from the people who are in the back of the line waiting to get their diploma.
If you just take logic and understand that as the progression, like I said, it was a progression.
Yeah.
You know, every person was just stepping it up a little more than the next person.
Yeah.
This is the millennial generation. These are people that are like, oh, fuck, I could do that. I'm going to copy what you did, but I'm going to do, you know what I mean?
Somebody comes on there.
Yeah.
DJ, hit it.
Yeah. Fucking lights. Fucking
doing
smoke.
A fucking routine, dance routine, backflips.
Yeah. Get the fuck off the stage. Take your diploma.
Yeah.
Do the math. 600 students.
Right.
1 minute across the stage. 600 minutes. How many hours is that?
No, dude, these things are crazy.
It's 10 hours. So one kid takes 60 fucking seconds. It's 10 hours of 600 kids graduate. Who the fuck wants to sit out there, man?
No.
In that Florida
Plus
sun.
All the speeches and the valedictorian and all everything.
I'd be calling like delivery. You know, you're on your app. You know, you get pizzas delivered.
I'm in row 14B.
And the fucking band playing the song over and over again. Repeat it.
Da, 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 da. Whatever, that's different. That's circus, I think.
Well, whatever the fucking graduation song is.
Yeah.
What is the graduation song?
That's a fucking dirge.
Because you got to go to the real world.
Because
the fucking party's over. Now you got
to
work your ass off. Pay back those college.
Time to move out of mom's house.
But you know, those college loans are crawling up your asshole, and guess what? Those jobs are paying $9 an hour. Good luck.
Larry Rocket says, it's a tradition for members of black Greek frats and sororities to strut across the stage. Well, you know, listen, strutting's one thing, but sitting there doing
breakdancing,
doing the split.
Doing a tight 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going up there doing like yoga poses.
Right.
It'd
be funny
Hey, here's something real quick. Let me this on this idea. Okay. So some people are saying this is an exciting part of these people's lives. They should be able to express themselves, this and that. This is the defense of the action, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying to yourself, no, this is a formal ceremony.
Right.
Right.
That is not to be fucking ridiculed.
Right. So
you're
reaching adulthood. This
you know what I mean? Just,
it's
listen,
a ritual. Yeah.
If you fucking were born, if you were raised by fucking wolves, okay, and you made your way into the fucking city. Ooh. And you got a degree.
Probably
fine. Be fucking excited. Jump around. But if you just went to college for 4 years and managed to get a fucking C+, get, thanks very much. Now I'm going to go get my job as a manager at Applebee's.
Listen, 30 years ago, they, you know,
it's not a bad job.
The big thing was,
I'm just saying,
two for one.
You know this? I mean, you're too young to remember this. They moved the tassel from the left to the right.
Yeah.
Right. When you graduated. You walked up, you shook your hand, you flipped it.
That's it. No more throwing of the hats. Remember, you couldn't throw the hats because somebody lost their eye.
Yep.
Right.
We couldn't throw the hats at ours. We did it anyway, of course.
Yeah. Some people still did.
I didn't go to my graduation.
Well, you got to graduate to go to the graduation.
No, that's not true.
You can go?
No.
You can't go to grad. Yeah.
They mailed me my diploma, bro.
You know, I mean, this is interesting.
Why didn't you want to go?
You know,
I wanted to go. I was out on bail. I mean, I couldn't.
It's always, I see, he reels you in.
Yeah, I couldn't go. It's
just, he's like, you're like Benji from the Howard Stern show when you get into some of these things.
Benji.
You bring up this, I couldn't go. I didn't go to my graduation.
I didn't go. I didn't go to my high school graduation.
Yeah. Well, he says it all the time. My mom just died. He always says this stupid shit.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Why are we even, just you say that, move on. So anyway, people are making a mess of this. But listen, enough's enough.
Yeah.
You know, wing your fucking, you know, wear a shirt. You know, a lot, that's what they do. Sometimes they wear a shirt, like athletes. You don't, you can't sit there and do a dance for 15 minutes after you score a goal. Right. You know, you got to fucking, you wear a shirt. I love my pops, whatever.
All right, pull your cell phone out of your shoe like that, what's his name did?
Yeah.
At the end zone. Remember that?
Oh, when he lifted up the thing and pulled the cell phone. Yeah, that was amazing.
That was such a great.
Who's Shannon? Well, Shannon Sharp was the guy who pulled a Sharpie out.
Yeah.
You know, he pulled a Sharpie out of his sock and signed something at the goalpost.
Right.
You know, it's great. You're excited. But you just graduated college, okay? You didn't fucking cure cancer, okay? You didn't, this is, you know what I mean? fucking relax.
No, but maybe they did.
Listen, I get it. The only reason I went to college is because I had a soccer scholarship. Mm. You know, I didn't, you know what I mean? I had to fight for that. I had to fight for it. I didn't get any, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I graded, but I didn't go, whoopee fucking, you know, I didn't make a fucking fool out of myself.
It's disrespectful to the other people who graduated too. Right. Because making it all about you.
It's a formal. Instead about everybody. It's a ceremony. It's not a fucking open mic. It's not a karaoke evening.
But it's like everyone's graduating.
The reason you're all wearing robes is to not single out anyone. And you know, like things get nuts when people put their shit on top of their hat. Okay, they want to express yourselves. Okay, go ahead and do it. Put something on your hat I mean, these are. You know what I mean?
Is there like a graduation channel you guys watch?
I've been to graduation. Sound like I get invited to things.
Right.
There should be a graduation channel.
They didn't have college when I was
around. So, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. So my parents can see me because I'm wearing this robe. I'll put this, you know, mom. I'm going to say, mom, it's me. You know,
they'll know you and they go, Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Well, that's your moment. That's it.
Well, kicking a soccer ball across the stage.
Yeah, I dribbled the ball up. That's what I did.
You should have known.
But I did it quick.
Right.
Hey, right. Just calm the fuck down, dude.
But it's supposed to be about like the class as a whole. That's why they call it you're the class of, you know.
Yeah, but you're members of it, you know, and this and that. But
listen, you're taking it as this is me as myself. This is my moment. I'm graduating. But it should be about everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
And then, like you said, it gets progressively bigger and bigger and bigger until it's like
when you want, you
10 hour long.
This almost looks like a Saturday Night Live skit. Mm-hmm. It looks like a Saturday Night Live skit where the guy's grabbing the people, grabbing them off fucking stage, and they're fucking still doing shit, you know? They're in the middle of their stuff.
That would look like when they're trying to assassinate Reagan and they're moving, you know.
Yeah, they pushed him into the side.
Right. Hey,
the Apollo.
You know what I mean? So, listen, that's my feelings on it.
Well, good for you.
Here's a Adam Rippon, who was the figure skater from the last Olympics, Winter Olympics, American figure. Yeah, he's gay. He's a figure, American figure skater. He got at odds with Vice President Pence.
So what if he's gay?
He was the first openly gay. None of the other ones have admitted. He was the first.
All knew, but they didn't admit it.
Right, the first openly gay.
So, but he went at odds with Vice President Pence. Mm-hmm. He said some shit about him because Pence religious, and religious people think homosexuality is an abomination. Listen.
It's not.
I just said religious people, very religious, devout of certain faiths,
of course,
feel that homosexuality is abomination to humanity and culture.
Yes.
That's their belief. That's the way it is. It's in their head. They've been living. That's family dropped down since, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they feel about it. But he basically got in fight. So he has an idea now. He says that he hopes that there's going to be a same-sex Dances with the Stars. Now, my question to you is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Only the female version, though.
No. You can't be a fucking pervert about it.
No, but you're saying the whole cast or just a member? Like one pairing.
No,
we're the same sex pairing.
Like now, Dancing with the Stars has the athlete. They're all athletes.
Right.
Right. They're all athletes. So mm-hmm. Former football players, basketball, like Abdul Jabbar was in it. He's gone.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, he's horrible.
Seven,
watching that guy.
7'6" and he's dancing with some chick who looks like, you know, she's hitting a kneecap.
Dude, the Statue of Liberty has better moves.
Yeah, no, he's.
But you're saying
he's in his 70s.
Dancing with the Stars with the same sex pairing.
Right. He wants, like, in other words, a theme for the
for
show.
For the whole season.
Yeah. No, yeah. Not just one night.
And I'm saying every.
So every contestant. So if it's a gay guy, you have to find him another gay or another man that just doesn't mind dancing with right. him. You know, says, okay, I'm cool with it.
What if he's a straight guy and
but that's
has
the
to
thing.
Dance with another
that's
guy?
A, you have to find, you know.
But is it about sexuality or is it about just we want two men to dance together?
That's or women. In other words, he's
or
saying,
women.
Look, like
Ellen, she'd be good. Ellen.
So now, unless you get the couples, unless you're saying, look, two gay, like Elton John and his husband, you know, they enter.
Yeah.
Like you said, Ellen DeGeneres.
Each other?
Ellen DeGeneres gets in with her. I don't know if she's married or what
Portia,
she's doing.
Portia de Rossi, sure.
Right? Caitlyn Jenner, who's about to marry this 21-year-old transgender
really?
Chick. But yeah.
What I'm getting at is why can't the fucking guy just be on regular Dancing with the Stars?
This is like...
And just have a male fucking partner.
Yeah.
Why do you have... You need your own special Dancing with the Stars.
Because if you're not gay, sexuality. Would you want to dance with another guy if you weren't gay?
But I'm saying, though, there's no need for that show as a whole.
He's listen, you're missing the big... You're looking at the big picture here, Peter. He's saying that what is the distinct... I get it. Athletes. Okay. That's a class of people that are like in a sense... You want to classify, if you want to be equal, if you're striving for equality, mm-hmm. why do you want to classify homosexuality? Mm. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, if you wanted to, like, my idea of being equal is it's never distinguished, right? If equal means a person, right? Like, I think of equality is there's not a distinction to equality. Uh-huh. It's all shared. If something's equal, everything's shared. So there's no distinction of making it different than another. So if I want to have something, why do I want to have a fucking... Dances with the Stars of same-sex couples. The whole idea of it is to push, is to express an agenda of some sort, right? Great. But don't, you know, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's about the dancing and Dancing with the Stars, there's no reason why you can't have the regular Dancing with the Stars, or not regular, but Dancing with the Stars with a couple who is
same-sex.
Big fucking deal.
Listen.
Right. If you're making your own... Let's have a same-sex Dancing with the Stars, and it's making it about that.
Yeah.
It's not about the dancing anymore.
Something of athletes is pretty cool because, okay, these are athletes, and athletes have done well in Dances with the Stars. A lot of them have won the Dancing with the Stars, you know, right?
Or I want a black Dancing with the Stars, and I want a Jewish Dancing with the Stars.
I want a redneck Dancing with the Stars.
I do.
You know what? Have
you seen the
short people dancing with the
Stars? No, I want a transgender Dances with the Stars. You know what? I want a midget dancer. I want small people. I want a slow.
Didn't they
syndrome.
Have a small person, a little person?
They had a little person on there.
Little person.
But they
kept tripping over.
Has anybody seen?
Aren't you?
No, but I think they did. They had a little person on the show.
Now he's littler
from the lady from Little World, whatever.
Is that the doctor?
No, it wasn't.
The chick, the small. She was a girl, right?
Yeah.
Boy, she was.
I forget
tight
what show
too.
She was from.
Imagine how tight that broad must be.
Peter, you're a disgusting old man. You know that? You're just, you know, non, you know.
Terrible. Pussy.
Yeah.
Listen.
Have you ever
don't fucking
have you ever banged a midget?
Dude,
have you ever had sex with
no,
a midget?
No, but every chick who's had sex with me can say she banged a midget.
Yeah. Got it. But you never had sex with a small person.
Well,
little person.
No, not a midget.
What?
she had, listen.
I feel so bad for laughing.
She did have those big fat calves. You know.
Did she have a big forehead? Did she have the big forehead, too?
You guys are terrible. You guys are horrible.
Please.
You guys are fucking horrible.
Listen, my wife caught me banging a midget. I said, look, I cut down.
Oh, don't do the
See,
old joke.
I cut down.
I saw a comic not too long,
never heard it.
Not too long ago. I heard a comic do that on stage, and I went like this. And the club owner looked at me. He goes, did the guy just tell that fucking joke on my stage? I go, yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, it's like I heard not too long ago, I heard another comic. Tell the joke about I've been drinking. The light was green, but I was looking through my Heineken bottle. I'm like, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the guy thought he was crashing into a tree, but it turned out to be his air freshener.
Oh, I've heard that so many. I'm that's like, an Amazing Jonathan bit back in the day.
Well, that's a blonde. That's an old blonde joke.
But Amazing Jonathan, you should tell that joke all the time.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So,
Hey, I talked to Don's brother the other day.
Yeah?
Boy, what's a message?
He works somewhere. My wife said she saw him, and he didn't say anything to her.
Because he was probably sampling wine.
Right, that's what he does.
At BJ's or something, or your store.
Costco?
Yeah. He pours wine at Costco.
So
but he just got back from Europe for 3 weeks.
Does he go like this? So, are you ready for some wine?
Are you ready for some Chardonnay?
How about some Pinot Noir?
Come on, Walmart. It's Friday afternoon.
Dude, his announcement at the old New York Comedy Club. I'm forgetting what he did, but you remember it?
I know the whole thing. It's Friday night. Hey, Boca, are you ready to party?
Are you ready for some comedy?
Yeah, it was.
Your first act?
Yeah.
It's not that good, but he's hosting anyway.
Yeah. Funny shit, man.
Yeah.
Where was the New York Comedy Club?
Where the Black Box is now.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same place.
Wow. Yeah. Different owner, same owner?
Different owners. Any rate, so, that's the opening of the show. By the way, Trump pulled out of the Iran deal. And, you know, again, here's the funny thing about this. I love my comic friends and everything. We're all great buddies and stuff. But listen, the only people that really know about what the fuck, something like that, like NAFTA, like the Iran deal, the nuclear deal, all that shit, the only people who really know what the fuck is going on are the principals. And when I say principles, what do I mean by that, Peter?
The principles are who the players are.
The
negotiators,
the people involved.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, if you're sitting on the fucking sidelines, like the same people who thought that, you know, President Trump was going to cause World War III between the North Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't have been any more wrong. It actually now has ended the war. People were, oh, my God, they're going to go, how can you break a deal? You know, the same people that are stepping behind Stormy Daniels after taking $130,000 and then, you know, she said to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they couldn't shut the fuck up because she's a porn star,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Listen, this is hurting her reputation.
No, she's dissing. Come on. Her 15 minutes is almost up. And her fucking attorney, by the way, her attorney, and on the Silk Road type level of stuff, this guy has a bounty on his head, by the way. And I don't know who said it, but there's a bounty on that fucking, on that attorney right now.
Really?
Yes. And
her attorney?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, this guy's outstepped his bounds, and let's put it this way. This guy, you know when somebody says, listen, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody else.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And then you go and tell other people, and then it gets back to you because, you know what I mean?
You're the person.
Because people then said, how the fuck would this gotten out within this circle? And says, there's only one person I told because I thought I could. Boom. Guess what? Now that person's on the Silk Road bounty.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I'm just saying, you know, we talked about it yesterday about she was on Saturday Night Live this weekend and, you know, listen, whatever.
Big mistake.
But the same people that are saying, oh, she's our fucking hero. She's our last hope between Mueller and all to try to bring down the president.
A porn star.
Yeah. Right. They're running behind. They're like, when they go low, we'll go high. You know, we'll get a girl who took it up the ass 15 million times. Understand. Now this person, you're saying, oh, what is the country? What is the world going to think of us now that we're breaking an agreement?
Mm-hmm.
This is the commentary that I'm hearing on the left. What is the rest of the world going to think of us now that we're breaking agreements?
Yeah,
you mean the one that what's his name? The old Herman Munster, the old Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
John Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding all this mysterious shit that happened behind the scenes with the Iran deal and how they got the United States to sign off on this fucking thing. But don't be a hypocrite. Don't sit there and praise somebody who broke an agreement and then try to say to somebody, how dare they break an agreement?
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Billions of dollars went to Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nitin Bibi came out with the evidence that they still have been working on their nuclear plan anyway. So they haven't held up to their fucking side of the bargain. No. If you have an agreement, that means you agree not to do this, and we'll do this. We'll give you all the money, we'll lift the sanctions, and now guess what? They didn't keep up to their end, so that's why they're saying, fuck it, it's over.
Yeah.
Renegotiate, bitch.
True.
Just saying.
You guys flew with us? What do you think?
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. See? Woman says they were victim of a dine and dash someone they met online. This is an amazing story. Now, Peter, I'm surprised you haven't thought about this.
I have.
This is one. Yeah.
I've done it. This is. I don't even know what the story is, but I have.
Dine and dash?
Yeah.
Once. College.
Oh, yeah. I've done it before.
I've done it.
When I was young.
I only did it once when I didn't realize it. We didn't. None of us have had our. I didn't have my. Forgot my wallet, and then we had money. Like, well, fuck. What are we gonna do?
Oh wow, it was one of those.
Yeah, we weren't planning on doing it. Uh-oh. We just turned out we had to.
No, the joke we would always do. We'd fucking after we would eat, somebody would just put the keys on the table and slowly slide them across.
Yeah,
and that go start the car on each other side. And yeah, they're always like, "What?
That was a sign."
Yeah, I'd still do it sometimes, just as a goof.
Do you?
It's fun.
But this story is amazing. Women say they were victims of a dine and dash they met by. So this guy, what he does, he sets up dates online. Says, listen, I'm going to take you to Joe's Stone Crab or something. Some New York Prime.
Yeah, the
real
good,
fancy
the good
place.
Stuff.
He gets the crab claws, which you were talking about before the show, how you know, certain company here, Trulux, is affected because half their stone crab
crop is gone.
Crop is gone from the Hurricane Irma. Right? But this guy sets up the date. Eats his stone crab claws, you know, surf and turf, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Polishes off $100 bottle of wine. No problem, baby. Let's get the Opus.
Right.
Right? And then he goes, oh, I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And then skedaddles.
Oh, my.
Now,
God.
And that's if he likes you. I'll tell you guys a funny story, man. This is a true story. Gatsby's one day. Same thing, man. I had a blind date, met this chick. The first thing she did was, I think I told the story already. I had a red Volvo at the time. I pulled up to the owner, had a red Porsche right in the front. I had the spot right next to him. Okay. I come in, but she walks in. Oh, we start talking. She's looking at my watch, looking at my shoes, checking me out. She said, you just get here. I said, no, I had a trouble parking. Where'd you park? I go, I'm in the red car right out front. Now she's fucking thrilled. She looks at the Porsche. She thinks I've got the fucking Porsche. So in the meantime, she was obnoxious. She's blah, blah, blah. She ordered wine. I walked to the back. I gave the girl $20, my wages, and it was the eddings there. I snuck out the kitchen and left. Left her sitting there. Hated her.
Two women at different restaurants in Pasadena were allegedly victims of a dine and dash dating by someone they met online. Pasadena police told the news that there is an ongoing investigation into the activities of a man named Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez, obviously an alias, who's 45 years old from Pasadena. News had they repeatedly tried to reach this guy, and of course, he's not answering his phone. One woman was allegedly stuck with a $130 bill after she said her date went all out, ordering steak and shrimp.
Mm.
And the man allegedly then claimed he needed to get a phone charger from his car.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a good one. Oh, I forgot my phone charger.
She had a salad, so she was really pissed.
She was pissed.
She was furious. She had the
My bill's $10.
All right. She had a Cobb salad. Another, she wasn't a drinker.
Another alleged victim said on May 4th, she experienced a similar incident with a man she knew as Mike and whom she met online. But in this case, the restaurant manager called him out.
Wait, she got this. This happened to her more than once?
No, this is another woman.
No,
she said a similar. The people reporting is something like it's either it's one person or, you know.
He's a serial diner.
Yeah, this guy, he's changing his name.
Right. But going to the same restaurant to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What an idiot.
No.
He must really like the steak and shrimp at this fucking restaurant.
Dude, well, change the restaurant, man. You don't bring, you know, even if you're really dating, don't bring a chick to the same place.
Yeah.
The woman identified only as Carol said that she arrived at the restaurant. Her date was already eating.
That's rude.
And continued to order more. Who the fuck does that? Who the fuck does? Oh, welcome. I already started. You mind?
Well, if she was on
half
time,
hour late, yeah.
Right. If she's, you know, is she Spanish?
I don't know. I don't think that's.
Well, if his name is Guadalupe, he's dating a Spanish chick.
Well,
too.
People date all kinds
late.
Of people.
Are
now.
They
this
late?
Isn't 1920s.
People are always late. I'm going to see how many people show up.
He was here on time. He's Puerto Rican. He was here on time for the show today.
He's not a chick. He's not getting ready. He's not putting on makeup and dresses.
Listen,
and
I always tell you, we're from Spain. My mother, we used to have to set the clocks in the house 45 minutes fast.
That's right.
And if you wanted my mother to be there at 8 o'clock, you tell her to be there at 6:30.
See, now you're just supporting my claim.
Hey, listen, I lived it. I can't speak for all Latin women, but I could definitely speak for my mother.
Right. She had a deep voice like that?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. After he excused himself to go to the restroom, the manager allegedly recognized him from new reports, Inside Edition reported. I said, you're a notorious dine and dash dater. And he kind of looked perplexed, and I said, "That's right, that's you, right?" He asked. "Yes," I said. "Well, I'm not going to serve you," the manager, Justin Levis, said. "Not falling for your shit."
Wow.
Wow.
The restaurant in Pasadena paid for Carroll's dinner, according to the Inside Edition. Pasadena police would not comment on possible charges.
So they arrested the guy, huh?
They never caught him.
Oh, well, that's
theft, that guy walked out. That guy, before he got to order, they said they recognized the guy and said, "Look, you're that douchebag."
No kidding.
Oh, he should have let him fucking start ordering.
Yeah.
Yeah, really rack up the tab.
And have like the cook like piss in it. Hey, somebody take a shit in here.
No, just have the cop come out to serve him. Yeah. When he comes out, he just goes click, click.
Puts the handcuffs on
him. Yeah.
Man, that's you know
such
what?
A misdemeanor. You know,
it's like petty theft, right?
Yeah, right. Grand theft is he's got to eat 3,000. You got to order like Dom Perignon, you know, some Louis the 13th champagne.
By the way, your buddy Steve Marino said Peter had worse luck in kitchens than Bobby Kennedy.
It's funny. Steve Marino saved my life at Gatsby's.
He mentioned that. Yeah.
I was choking to death. He down at
on stage?
Shula's Steakhouse. I took him for his birthday. He'd never been to Shula's, and I had all this trade. I was Red Officer, chilling for Shula's.
Just tell the story.
And I started choking. And Steve,
oh wow,
had a glass of Chardonnay Heimlich? In his hand. No, he just fucking punched me in the fucking back. He hit me with a forearm in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
Bit this piece of steak.
Good
across
idea.
The restaurant, it hit the big screen TV and landed in this woman's steak Oscar.
Next thing you know, Steve Marino's going to be getting a fucking call.
Marino's got a true story?
Yeah. For getting a lawsuit for back injuries.
Yeah he's the one who
suffered some back injuries.
I can't touch my toes anymore. And
my first turn.
My dick don't work.
No, but that was a he'll tell you.
Yeah. Here's a story. Man charged with shooting a smoke detector just to keep it from ringing. Or beeping.
I love that.
I mean, you ever been in a place where the smoke detector, but it's really high up? Like, I've been in a, staying in someone's home or something, and it was how the fuck?
Not for nothing, but everyone, for me,
pretty
high up there.
It doesn't, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. Didn't realize I was.
You have to stand on your shoulders. He's going to puke somewhere.
Oh, he's crying because I guess there's people here. Yeah, well, we're going to go see Infinity Wars, Avengers.
Taking the dog? Yeah.
No, but
it's a dog-friendly movie?
There's probably people here, but he's going to start barking.
But there's a raccoon in the movie, so.
Man charged with shooting in Barton, Vermont. A Vermont man is facing charges that he used a shotgun to silence a smoke detector in the kitchen of his apartment. Police say two shots fired Monday afternoon from the 20-gauge shotgun owned by 68-year-old Leroy Mason of Barton hit the adjoining wall of an occupied apartment. Police say Mason has complained about the frequent false alarms from his smoke detector. And was upset. Fire crews wouldn't relocate it. Yeah, just change the fucking...
change the battery once
you know what? While you're at it, change these outlets.
Yeah. They tell you to change those every time the daylight savings and shit. They say to change your batteries and oil.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner now, you should got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
or
thank
just
God,
don't have them.
Thank God nobody was injured.
Yes.
Right?
Do you have a carbon monoxide thing in this house or no?
No.
Yeah.
Was he in a house or an apartment building?
Sounds like an apartment.
So he shot up through somebody's fucking floor with a shotgun. What an asshole.
Could you imagine? Maryland deputy fatally shoots a groundhog as it crosses the road.
That's
all on video,
right,
of course.
Fucking Bill Murray was up in arms.
Yeah. A video posted to social media shows a Maryland deputy shooting a groundhog as it was trying to cross a road. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputy was on Old Liberty Road near the White Rock Road when he saw traffic backed up.
Jesus.
So what the fuck's going on here?
He's hogging all the ground, this fucking
groundhog. The groundhog is a groundhog.
Yeah.
He's doing what he's supposed to do. Groundhog was walking into the roadway, causing vehicles to stop and creating a hazard, the sheriff said. The deputy got out of his vehicle to get the groundhog away from the roadway, but the deputy reported that the groundhog was not acting normally, I have to ask is, I don't know if you know, what's normal for a fucking groundhog?
Yeah,
and how much his training he had to see that he was...
Is he a
specialist? What is this guy, a pilot? What's this guy, you know?
He charged at
fucking veterinarian?
First of all, why did the groundhog cross the road?
Why?
To get to the chicken. Are you fucking crazy?
Because he had his dick in the chicken.
Yeah.
Believing in the groundhog to be either sick or injured, the deputy shot the groundhog.
Because
that's a quick way to... You're a sick groundhog.
Or, it's a fucking quick way to open up the traffic jam.
He was hungry.
He gets out, bang. All right, everyone.
He's sitting there with a fucking Slim Jim. Come on, buddy. Believing in the groundhog to be either sick or sheriff's office said he put the animal down for his own, for everybody's safety. The woman who posted the video says she was shocked.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's shocked.
I'm in a 2,000-ton car, and for my safety, because the raccoon, he's outside this fucking animal,
right.
I'm going to shoot this fuck. For that guy.
Well, you see that story that happened, I guess it was in South Carolina, these Floridian, this family, a woman and her two kids, hit an alligator on the highway, and they died.
Yeah.
The same thing happened here on 75, didn't it, last summer?
Mm-hmm.
When some lady in a Jeep hit the fucking thing and flew off the road?
Yeah.
Hitting it's one thing, but you're also likely to just fucking wipe yourself out. Getting scared and trying to avoid it.
You could,
hitting the car next to you.
Right. You could bounce off the road on an alligator, especially if you're like a Jeep.
Well, it's like a fucking speed bump.
It's like you're in the movies and you hit that ramp that flies over the car.
And you're going, in slow motion,
yeah,
and then
you're
dead.
Nice set of luggage out of it.
some alligator taters.
Some nice shoes.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
You ever wear a gator skin?
Yeah, I have. I have a pair of boots at home, gator skin.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you ever see people wear like head to toe gator?
Yeah, in a movie.
That's crazy.
By the way, Steven said that Peter gave an autographed Shula ball for saving his life.
Yep,
that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Man jailed for beating mom with a lightsaber.
A lifesaver?
Lightsaber, Peter.
A lightsaber?
A lightsaber, like Star Wars?
Well, you know, Spanish had the B and the V. I get confused.
On May 8th, a 42-year-old Pennsylvania man is facing an assault and harassment charge after allegedly beating his mother with a Star Wars lightsaber.
It's hilarious.
Police responding to an April 27 disturbance call at home in Du Bois found Joan Vargas, 75, being treated by EMS workers. Vargas was bleeding from gashes on her head and wrist.
It wasn't from a fish, from the singing fish, like last week.
Vargas told police that her son, Andrew, had hit her repeatedly.
There we go.
What she called a lightsaber. You are my mother. Vargas said she was sitting on a dining room chair when her son began striking her with his saber. In the head, on her back of the neck, and areas
That's
on her
awesome.
Wrist.
That's awesome.
Joan could not say why Andrew struck her with the saber. Police noted that the 6'4", 330-pound Vargas owns many other lightsabers.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a plastic one. This was like one of those.
No, but they're all plastic, but a lot of them are made with like the tube with
right.
the lighting and everything
yeah.
and the sound, and they're harder than the toy ones that you would see.
Now, how old did I say this kid is?
48.
42.
Oh, 42.
Kid.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lightsaber in his fucking hand.
But he's fucking 42.
He's
You're not a kid.
He's
at all.
Also autistic. And
he eats bazooka bubblegum.
Right.
He lives at home.
And
yes.
He eats his boogers.
He lives at home.
He eats
exactly.
his boogers. Forget the bazooka. That would be a step up. He eats his boogers. He's 42.
When he was subsequently confronted by the cops, Andrew Vargas denied striking his mother and claimed that she was hitting herself.
He was using the force.
Yeah.
He was manipulating the lightsaber to hit her. That's one thing she didn't mention.
Hey, was it on the 4th?
Hit her not, yeah.
Was it on the 4th?
Andrew Vargas, who lives with his mother, was arrested on misdemeanor assault and harassment charges. He is being held for a $10,000 bail. Vargas' rap sheet includes prior convictions for theft, drunk driving, criminal trespassing, and dating a Wookiee. Try to save that.
Clipping
somehow.
His toenails and
he's abusing the force.
What a piece of shit
yeah.
this guy is.
You know, I mean.
So lock him up forever. Why he just attacked
your
mother.
Family member. It's your mom.
Well, yeah. She's not going to bail him out, that's for sure.
Maybe
she'll be stupid enough to bail
maybe
him.
Maybe the Republic will come get him.
Yeah.
Or the Resistance.
Who knows?
The Rebels.
Firefighters fish poop-covered dog out of a sewage pond.
Not me.
Yeah, you get him. No, you go. You're next.
Yeah.
Draws.
It's a shitty job.
Poop
guy. Yeah.
I've had to clean poop off my own dog. I'm not going to clean somebody else's poop off him.
I got to get your mic closed.
I'm not going to clean somebody else's poop off
that
my dog.
That dog is going to smell forever.
Ever.
Ever.
I mean,
never
look at that shit. Look at
and,
that. You got to see this level of
wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't that dog get
in.
Sick? Like really sick from all that like septic fucking disgusting?
Yeah, there's all kinds of bacteria.
Look at this dog, man. Look at this fucking dog. This you're never going to get that shit out of that
dude,
dog.
Some kid in California last week fell in a sewage pipe. He was down there for 10 hours or something.
That kid's
remember
never going to have a date.
Yeah, right?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with that kid, but there's something. You know what I mean?
Boy, something smells like shit.
Something off about that kid.
On May 8th, firefighters responded to a water treatment plant in Colorado to rescue a poop-covered dog spotted struggling in the sewage pond. The Pueblo West Fire Department said on a Facebook post that workers estimated the dog had been stranded in there for about 90 minutes.
Ugh.
I don't think that dog has a good sense of smell anymore.
Yeah.
Before they heard the dog barking for help.
He was afraid to open his mouth. I would. Would you open your fucking mouth? Of course they couldn't hear it.
Davidson said the conditions in the aeration pond have proven life-threatening to the dog. He said that if the canine had ventured further toward...
the light.
Further in the pond, she would not have been able to float. Crews were calmly...
She could have walked out.
Not to start the dog and assisted it out and of the culvert. The fire department's Facebook post said the dog was then decontaminated, as were the crew and all the tools.
Right.
Yeah, those guys got to go in.
Of course.
Yeah, you got to take the stools off the tools.
But at least you got to take off your socks and shit.
There you go.
Right? What do you soak that dog in?
Tomato
juice. That's what they say, dude. You don't know that?
That's for skunks.
A bathtub of OxyClean.
They say that, but that's a Latin for shit. I don't know.
It's for skunks, really?
Yeah.
It also is to get blood.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks for watching. They're happy we entertained them.
Thanks, Steve.
Well done.
From North Carolina, man.
Yeah. Listeners in North Carolina, go to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yep.
Florida woman busted for a 911 call just to get beer.
Wow.
What's your emergency? I'm out of Budweiser.
Can you bring some on the way over?
A Florida woman was arrested on Friday after cops said she falsely called 911 claiming a medical emergency when she was just thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that Jennifer Sue Roberts' emergency was a need for beer.
She says, I'm dying of thirst.
The 57-year-old called 911 twice just after 12 noon and just before 4 p.m., claiming she had a medical emergency, according to the Tampa News. Reports reportedly appeared in Roberts reportedly appeared intoxicated when a paramedics had arrived on the second call.
Mm.
Pinellas County Sheriff's records seemingly indicate Roberts, who also reportedly goes by Jennifer Sue, Sunday had been accused numerous times of calling 911 without an emergency.
What's her stage name?
Oddly enough, it's Shitty Doug.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg woman was released Saturday on her own recognizance.
Oh, St. Petersburg, of course. Yeah.
She's 21 years old.
What's the emergency, ma'am? Did you bring the beer?
I need a can opener.
Did you bring the beer?
Man, those are twists off. Fuck.
Amazon won't deliver beer.
Come back when you bring a six-pack. Beer.
I prefer Dos Equis. I mean, you know, can you imagine somebody died because this fucking idiot?
Right.
I'm going to be in St. Pete, by the way, at Coconuts next week.
Oh, my God.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yep.
You can maybe meet her out there.
Yeah.
You're fucking drunk, lady. I'm not drunk enough yet.
Yeah. Perfect. Somebody call 911.
Yeah.
I'm not fucked up enough. woman fined after urine sample damages 7-Eleven microwave.
This is ridiculous.
You know, again, obviously it was a woman who needed to go through a drug test.
Right.
Heated
up.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't, I guess you could buy urine, right? Isn't there companies you can go and just order urine?
I don't know. Piss R Us, I think.
Yeah, but it's not going to come at the right temperature.
It's got to be 98 degrees.
Yeah, they
can find something wrong with it, right?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's corrupted. It's considered corrupted evidence.
I guess
right?
so.
It's like if you piss too much, like if you drink, like if you want to get out of a drug test, you can either take that flush stuff,
yeah.
Or you can just basically drink like 5 gallons of water the morning that you're going to take the test,
because
then all that shit leaves your stomach.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But it doesn't leave your system.
No.
30 days from
But when you pee, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It comes from the lining of your stomach and your digestive system.
Right.
That's how it gets in your urine, the THC.
Got it.
But if you flush out your system, if you drink that much water and you end up pissing hours as it's white, it's clear white, you don't have any of those fatty bodies and shit that comes through the system. You have it, it's cleansed. It's basically, it's untraceable now, the THC.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why sometimes if you sit there and you got white piss, they'll go like, oh, we're good, come back tomorrow.
I think the test is a little, I hear what you're saying. It'll be inconclusive.
Right. Hair tests, you're done if you smoke. You could have quit 3 months ago.
Mm.
That shit's in your hair and fingernails forever. It's like the cave walls. Yeah, your hair has so much information. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like if you took every cave dwelling in this earth. Yeah, a woman Ooh, she kind of a cute little Hispanic woman. She looks like the chick from the 70s show that married...
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Greek.
A Denver woman was cited Thursday for allegedly causing damage to a 7-Eleven store's microwave. Nothing that a fucking taco or hot dog from 7-Eleven hadn't done yet. When she tried to heat urine sample, store clerk reported seeing the suspects identified as Angelique Sanchez, 26, place something in the Aurora, Colorado store microwave before hearing a loud bang.
She didn't unscrew the cap. That's what happened.
Or metal, yeah.
She didn't unscrew the cap.
Yeah, maybe she put the metal in there.
The metal cap.
Repeating, says here, the clerk reportedly told Sanchez to clean up the mess or she would alert the police.
What?
Sanchez then wiped out the microwave onto the floor with napkins and left.
She told her to piss off.
Yeah. The clerk then called police and told them she noticed yellow liquid dripping from the microwave. And the smell was unquestionably urine. Police later found Sanchez about a half mile away at a health clinic where she was waiting to undergo a physical exam and urine analysis.
What an idiot.
For a potential job interview.
Yeah,
oddly enough, she was looking for a job at that 7-Eleven.
We found what is it, THC SpaghettiOs in your fucking sample.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Imagine if she microwaved it and then she took it to get, next thing you know, like...
The fumes and whatever's been cooked in there will...
Well, not only that, if
get
you
in
just,
there, right?
Like the chemicals, you just microwaved chemicals in your piss.
That's true.
You know, next thing you say, ma'am, you're not even human.
Yeah.
You're from the planet fucking Uranus. Mm. One of the quality check measures of urine screening involves making sure the sample at a body temperature is 98.6 degrees. Sanchez reportedly told police that she had cleaned up the mess and did not understand the problem. Well, obviously, she's not getting a job as a cleaning lady either.
Yeah.
When I reminded her the urine blew up where people prepare their food, she told me, it was not real urine, a police officer wrote in his report.
It was beer and pot and coke and acid and urine.
It was not real urine?
Police report quote, when I reminded her that urine blew up in the where people prepare their food, she told me it was not real urine.
Yeah.
What the fuck was it then? The mystery. See,
it was apple juice.
I hate stories like this. It leaves you wondering.
That smelled
like
urine.
What did this woman's piss was made of?
Yeah.
Got a lot of asparagus.
And also... How many times have people fucking gotten away with this?
It's up, Peter Kramer.
That didn't explode. They microwave their piss in the same thing that you microwave your Cuban sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's
Cuban sandwich has a little wang in it.
A little tang in it.
Wango Tango, baby.
Remember the movie that comes from?
Wango Tango. No, what was that?
Yeah, you know, this punch has a little wang in it.
No, what was
it? You remember it? Hollywood Nights.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people in that movie.
Hollywood Nights.
Remember that movie with the guy who was Arliss?
Oh, I love him, man.
And Tony Danza was in that. It was a car club in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And they... And,
all the big stars.
They do kind of stuff, and they piss in the punch. Oh,
Michelle
Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. Tony Danza. The guy from Taxi was in it, I think, too. No, not him. Who the fuck was the other guy? Another big... Anyway, there's a lot of people in that fucking movie.
Really?
Tony Danza's an English teacher now.
Yeah?
Yeah. He had a whole show on TV. Yep. They did a whole season about him.
He sure did.
Random fucking trivia.
Who died? Anybody big die this week? There's not been a lot of celebrity deaths.
No, right? We've been we're holding up.
Yeah.
All right.
Barbara Bush was the last one.
We got two stories left. You guys brought the stories. One story is students desperate messages to brother after releasing. Wait a minute.
Start from scratch.
What the?
Listen, by the way, I'm going to tell you this. I got to get glass. Like my eyes, I'm at the point. Definitely gonna have to get.
I told you, man.
Just change the font to the.
Well, this is. I'm not even gonna read your guys' stories. This is one. Students' desperate messages to brother after realizing she left a sex toy at home, but it was too late.
Wow.
This girl goes to college, packs up. I'm ready to go. Heads to college and leaves a big 12-inch black electric cock dildo
on her pillow.
Is there a picture of it there, or is that the one you see in your mind, Dougie?
I'm just guessing.
On her pillow.
Right?
Or daddy.
That's the one Dougie thinks
Imagine
about.
Getting to the university and packing and realizing you've forgotten something important.
Wow.
The remote for your TV, the favorite pair of shoes, that special family photo. But now imagine that isn't just something you'll miss, but something you really don't want your parents to find. One student left her vibrator in the bedroom at her mom's house and was understandably horrified when she realized what it was.
I've been using this vibrator for the back of my neck.
Yeah, right.
My daughter left it for me.
Yeah, she messaged her brother, Chris, to ask him to move it before she spotted it, but it was too late. Mom found it.
I had a toothache. Yeah. The vibrations helped there.
She wrote, What time you home? I need you to move something from my desk ASAP. Pretty sure it's on my desk because that's where I emptied my bag. I'm sorry, he says. It's a dildo. I'm so sorry. I imagine Mom's already gone to tidy up my bed, though. And oddly enough, her mom was in her own bedroom for about 4 hours until they realized that she found the dildo. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That was a fun show.
Why not?
It was right? An Elgin. Want to congratulate you. And
when you see me next week.
Are you going to be here next week, or are you going on honeymoon, or no?
I am. We're actually going away for forever.
All right. We'll get a straight answer out of this guy after the show. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us, of course.
It's always my pleasure.
Elgin David, who's getting married on Sunday, everybody, at an undisclosed time and location.
Yeah, I might not even be there.
Yeah, he may not be
there.
Yeah,
no one's
going to
be there.
I don't blame you.
That's how fucking secret it is.
I don't blame you.
But
I wouldn't be there if it was my wedding.
By the way, don't forget, Wednesday night, Wise Guys Comedy Show is back at Tavolino's. It's sold out, so you can't go. But also on Saturday, go to the Funky Buddha in Boca Raton. I'm going to be closing the show. Peter Leonard's on the early show. Chris Priester, Ethan Moore, Ciro Dobrik. There's going to be a lot of people on the shows. Two shows come out. It's like $12. I remember how much it is. Saturday in Boca Raton, Funky Buddha. I'm closing the show. I appreciate you doing that. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Going to be at St. Pete, like I mentioned, at Coconuts the week after. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook. That's where we're going to start broadcasting the show. And do me a big favor also. Go to WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Become a patron listener. Donate a dollar, as little as a dollar a month, $5. If you listen to the show every day, give us 50 cents a show. How do you like that? And that money goes to gas money for these folks. And that's right. And hey, Elgin.
Follow me at Elgin David. And I'll see you guys next week.
Peter.
Follow me to Elgin's wedding Sunday up in Orlando.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with all new shows. Take care. God bless. And see you.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Set fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.